We got breaking news. Dan Bongino announces an FBI probe into the Supreme Court Dobbs decision leak.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo for your Tuesday. Hope you had a good weekend. Obviously, we were all honoring Memorial Day and celebrating how you celebrate, of course, those who have fought for our country and have fallen for our country. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We have some interesting news that's come out this morning. Will Haynes joining me in studio. CeCe High will be on later today, senior attorney here at the ACLJ, because this is one that really wasn't on our radar. It wasn't something we were even thinking about right now. Of all the new things that President Trump and his administration is doing, one of them we didn't really expect to see was the FBI deciding to probe into a couple of, I guess you could say, cases that were closed, but were almost cold cases. They had nowhere to go. So three of them from the Biden administration. The one that's obviously we're looking at the closest is the leak of the Dobbs decision. That was the overturning of Roe versus Wade. You may remember that came out months before the decision was actually made. A early draft of that decision was leaked, and the Supreme Court announced a few months later that they were not able to locate anyone or find out any information about how or when it was leaked or how it got leaked. The new FBI, led by Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, and Dan Bongino made a statement about this, said, that's not good enough for us. We would like to do an FBI probe. Now, opens up a lot of doors, whether they can actually do this or not, as the Supreme Court kind of can dictate its own future in that sense. But maybe they'll welcome this, because we'd like to see some answers. That's all we're looking for. I think that's what they're looking for as well. It's not necessarily that this is criminal. We're not even sure what the rules are, the laws are in that in terms of that situation, but someone should be held accountable if they can be located. So the FBI decided to reopen that. They decided to reopen also the drugs that were found in the White House during the Biden administration and figure out if there's any more information on that, as well as some of the January 6th issues that may have been part of a plan. We're going to find out more of that as we go on. But of course, the big one we're looking at, Will, is this Dobbs decision, because that impacts our people the most.
That's right. And really what it shows is that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel at the FBI are looking into things that seem to almost get swept under the rug to some degree. They were big national stories that when you have the resources of federal law enforcement, you'd think you'd be able to get to the bottom of fairly quickly. And this is what Dan Bongino said on X over the weekend about this update. It says, shortly after swearing in, the director and I evaluated a number of cases of potential public corruption that understandably have garnered public interest. We made the decision to either reopen or push additional resources and investigative attention to these cases. And we're going to get into specifically the Dobbs decision leak a little bit later, because it does almost set up a little bit of a conflict between the executive branch with the FBI and the Department of Justice and the judicial branch. The Supreme Court itself used the Supreme Court marshal to do the initial investigation and in some ways close that. And I think there is a little bit of an irony when you look at all the cases before the court right now, before the Supreme Court, where the executive branch is arguing these are foreign policy decisions, these aren't things that the judiciary can weigh into, this is exclusively the power of the executive. Is the Supreme Court going to claim a very similar situation, say, this is an in-house investigation, this isn't a federal law enforcement issue, this is an executive branch issue? So we'll talk about some of that conflict in the next segment as well.
We'll find out that, as Will said, as well. Phone lines are open for you. I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. And of course, this comes on the heels of a big win last week. We talked about that student, fifth grader, who wanted to give up Bible verses, special needs student, got shut down, and the school district immediately responded to us, and they changed their mind. They changed the rules. We won. Our lawyers are able to put the pressure on and get that done. We can't do that without you, with our legal team. We were traveling around the country to get all of this done and around the world. My brother's currently not in this country doing that work. ACLJ.org. If you want to be a part of the ACLJ, a great way you can donate, support, become a champion. We'll be back with your calls and comments.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are open. We're going to restate. No, a lot of you are just joining us right now. And again, hey, you may be saying, you're wearing a jacket now. Why are you wearing a jacket? I don't want people to think this is like a tape or anything. I got cold, so I put on a jacket there, Will.
There you go.
So there you go. All right.
Very transparent of you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to let you talk more today because I just got done at the dentist. So, you know.
Are you numb?
Nah, but it's just like, you know, the pain.
Oh, that's fair.
Speaking of pains, the FBI, not a pain though. Now we're like, we have to like change the narrative the way we talk about the FBI now.
Right.
Because now the FBI, run by Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, they're making some moves here. And they're making some big moves, probing into sort of what I would say were cases that were closed, but were never solved. Unsolved mysteries, if you will. Remember that, Will?
Yes.
Remember Unsolved Mysteries?
Great show.
Great top-notch show. So Dan Bongino said, I love Unsolved Mysteries, and I want to bring it back. I'm going to bring back three different key Unsolved Mysteries from Washington, D.C., the biggest one for us being who leaked the Dobbs decision a few years ago when Roe versus Wade was overturned. Remember, it was leaked, what, 3 or 4 months before the actual decision? I think it ended up being, you know, 95% the actual decision. There was some, you know, some tweaks here and there, some grammatical changes, some citations, but for the most part, it ended up becoming very real. And then there's other FBI things that they're going to be investigating as well. Not necessarily always to find some sort of criminal, extreme criminal intent, which is the big question here. Does that play into this, as you said? But maybe so the American people can rest a little easier knowing that our team can go in there and get this stuff done, that we actually can figure out. If you can figure out so many of these things, why were these left open-ended? And that one to me is the big one. Of course, there's one related to January 6th and then another one about some of the illegal substances were found inside of the White House. I think that one to me is I don't care at this point. Like President Trump has a new administration in town. They won. Who does that affect? I don't know if that matters really to our people. It doesn't matter to me personally. I think the January 6th one is interesting because at least continues that discussion. But the big one to me is this, because the Supreme Court of the United States is supposed to be held up to a very different standard. And the standard was really violated. I can't imagine, I can't remember another time where it felt that vulnerable than in that moment. Because remember, after the decision was leaked, that is when you started having all of the death threats that happened to the more conservative leaning, the ones who voted to overturn Roe. You had people in front of their houses. That was before the decision was made. A lot of people thought that was to pressure to switch, because they can, to switch their opinions. That was the unleash the whirlwind, as Schumer said. So that's not uncommon. What was uncommon was this pressure being put on him because of that leaked document. So maybe we'll get some answers.
And I'm curious what the audience thinks about, are these things you want the FBI to be doing, or are these things that you don't care about and say, just let it go away and keep focusing on restoring law and order in this country? But as the an FBI supervisory special agent retired said, the FBI can walk and chew gum at the same time. But give us a call. What are your thoughts on these? 1-800-684-3110 to be heard on air. We'll get to those calls. But when you look at this, Logan, it is interesting because Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are, I think, other than actually getting back to the work of the FBI, they are trying to rehabilitate the image of the FBI. And when you look at these three cases on their face, they should have been something that federal law enforcement could get to the bottom of very quickly. Obviously, the Dobbs leak decision was handled by the Supreme Court marshal, not by the FBI. Now, I don't know, they haven't publicly said whether or not there was coordination between the marshal at the Supreme Court and the FBI to use resources, but it was spearheaded by the Supreme Court marshal, so their own in-house law enforcement. The White House case should have been, with all of the security cameras and monitoring and security at the White House, should have been something that law enforcement could have uncovered pretty easily. And also the January 6th one, they had all the footage. They had all of this. This was the case of where there were alleged pipe bombs placed around D.C. On January 6th, and something that they were able to track individual people who were in the vicinity of the Capitol and go to their home. Right. But someone they had footage of placing a pipe bomb in D.C., it's this big mystery that's never been discovered.
I see a lot of the comments coming in, and a lot of the comments aren't necessarily, we care about who did it. We care about why it was covered up and why it was not investigated further. That, to me, is a bigger question.
Right.
That's the real question. You're right, listener, whoever said that in the comments on YouTube. You're right. Because, again, what's it going to matter to find out who brought these substances into the White House? It's not. But you could go into, why was it covered up? Who covered these things up? Who covered up the situations and who leaked these documents? Those are the things. And not only who leaked the documents, why wasn't it found out? As we've been able to see with a lot of these, you know, horrifying, let's just be honest, like the United Healthcare murder and those kind of things that happen, is there are cameras, and I've been talking to our security here, there are cameras just about everywhere. So just know when you're walking down the street, they can likely back it up as far as you can imagine to figure out not only where you're going, but where you've been. They might back it up into your front door with so many cameras that exist. So you're right. It shouldn't be that hard. Now, maybe they thought this isn't worth the FBI's time. We're just going to move forward, and maybe they're right, but you can have that discussion. But Dan Bongino, and look, I'm sure the Biden administration didn't want the answers to those questions out there. You didn't want who leaked the Dobbs decision. You didn't want who was doing this in the White House. Again, it's Washington, D.C. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens. I've said that before. It may not be nearly as nefarious as you think it may be, but Dan Bongino and the FBI are going to reopen these things. I see some people say that this is what they want them to do, and I see a lot of comments saying, hey, there's a lot of other things that we feel have been more important over the years that you promised us that haven't gotten done yet. Maybe focus on some of those.
Well, and I feel like those are valid statements. The Department of Justice got some egg on their face very early with the Epstein client list situation, where Pam Bondi went on TV and said, this is coming out. There was the unfortunate photo op with the binders that some influencers got. And that turned out to be a very bad PR moment for the Department of Justice on the same team.
With the hardcore base.
Yeah. With the base that's rooting for them, that's wanting these things. So I do think it's a very not dangerous in the fact of like this could bring down the FBI, but dangerous PR move also to announce these if they aren't confident they can provide answers with that.
Yeah,
because if they don't, it's another failure of something that should be reasonably easy for the law enforcement to uncover the truth about.
Yeah, and reading the comments, people are coming through a lot of that. The JFK list is one they said, well, not JFK list, the files. They were eventually released, but they weren't necessarily what people were hoping for or expecting. I think that's probably true for, look, I think that's probably true for a lot of government documentation, if we're just being honest. Do I think that they have just like, here's a one paragraph summary of everything you need to know? Probably not. They'd rather dump 100,000 pages on you, and hopefully you have to decide how to figure it out. There's a lot of calls coming in, a lot of comments coming in as well. I think let's go quickly to a phone call just to get y'all going, and hopefully you call us in as well. Call in as well, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I was agreeing with what you had said, and I thought that we need to thoroughly investigate and go after Comey and the other head of the FBI during the last four-year administration.
Well, we know that James Comey was visited by the Secret Service. He's been interviewed. Right. But he is he's definitely playing the victim. That's what kind of his MO has been since he was fired, that he is this moral compass of America, that he is the shining light, and that he is all that is good about this nation.
Wears sweaters. He walks on the beach.
We've gone through the litany of ways he has bent the rules and kind of flown in the face of the rule of law in the United States, trying to get at a sitting president of the United States.
And also to get attention.
Right.
To get face time. It's, remember with Clinton, like, it was always these, like, big build-up, like you said, showman kind of things, and then get in there and be like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just a sweet little man walking on the beach and looking at seashell formations.
Well, and even with that, where he held those press conferences, the press conference where he said, we decline to recommend charges against
Clinton. After 20 minutes of giving the reasons why she should have been.
And then also reopening it days later, when even Kash Patel has brought up that the FBI shouldn't even be the face of these things. They make their recommendations, but it's the Department of Justice that chooses which cases to prosecute and not. So he was even taking away from the Attorney General the ability to make those decisions by getting out front, making these public statements, and trying to be the authority and the dictator on law and order in this country. And that, and even Kash Patel said, we're getting away from that. We're not going to be the ones holding a press conference saying we decline to move forward with charges. He goes, we investigate and we give it to the DOJ and they decide.
That's right. Thousands of you are watching right now. And I want you, if you like this show, if you like what we're doing here, one, if you're brand new, which we know about 50% of the people that watch on YouTube every day, never seen our beautiful faces. Well, you can click that subscribe button. We appreciate that. It's a free way. You can do the show every day from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. We are on the air. If you are an ongoing supporter, if you like what we do here and you like the legal work we do as well and our media work, I'm going to encourage you to go to aclj.org, make a donation. We're not funded by major sponsors. That is how we're able to do this at such a high level, because of people like you that give on a one-time or an ongoing basis. We'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Welcome back to Seculo. We got phone lines open for you right now at 1-800-684-3110. We've had so many of you that continue to join us on social media right now, where are you, YouTube or on Rumble, our favorite free speech platform. You're on one of those outlets, and you may just be seeing the headline and wanting to click in. So we want to restate this. Usually we state this once, maybe we do it at the half hour, but so many of you are watching right now, I think we have to kind of reset just a little bit before we take some of these calls, because the FBI has announced this morning that they are probing at least three different, what we can, because you'd say, open-ended, cold cases, things that were closed, but we never had a resolution. And the big one for us is that Supreme Court leak. You may remember it back probably 4 or 5 months before the announcement was made, before the actual decision was given, that Roe versus Wade had been overturned, and that the Dobbs decision almost in its entirety was leaked. It was like 95% the same, if not more, months before, to put pressure on Supreme Court justices to change their mind while they still could, to not do this, to not send abortion laws back to the states. Now, we've seen what happened with that. You have some states that have taken very extreme pro-choice measures. You've seen that some have gone very extreme pro-life. Some with zero exceptions, some with we'll fly you out to your state to do it for you. So you know what? I think we can look at the different circumstances in that and decide how you want to do it. But whatever happened there, we know that someone who was never caught, who was never exposed, who was never held accountable in any way. And again, it doesn't even necessarily mean going to jail or even paying a fine, but it could mean losing your job because you leaked sensitive material that was not ready to be public, private correspondence with Supreme Court justices, if you will, to the media. And that, of course, caused death threats to go upon many of the conservative justices, people standing out in front of their houses, protesting in front of the Capitol, saying to unleash the whirlwind on these people. And no one was ever held accountable. But now, thankfully, we have someone like Dan Bongino, like Kash Patel there saying, you know what? Maybe we need to reopen this. Now, I see some comments saying, I don't care. Let's move on. We got bigger fish to fry. But as you said, Will, the FBI said we can do both.
That's right. And this is actually an interesting comment coming from one of our longtime Rumble ranters, Granny, who says, if we don't find the answers, it'll happen again. And I think that maybe is the most important angle of these different investigations that was announced by Dan Bongino. When you look at each of them individually, even if the person caught, I think probably the most jeopardy would be the leaker, because there could be charges of stealing government documents. They weren't classified documents. They're secret, but not like secret classification. They aren't meant to be released. So it could be some charges like that, stealing documents. And obviously, an alleged pipe bomber could also have very serious legal jeopardy. But the one in the White House would be most likely some sort of misdemeanor, not even something that they may not even take the time to prosecute against an individual. But it's the institutions behind them that, if they can get to the answer, it can reveal a lot more about what's going on. Remember, the Secret Service is in charge of the White House, and that is what was able to be brought in with all their tight security and everything into the White House. This is the same Secret Service that had massive failures at protecting candidate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. If there are massive systemic failures at the Secret Service that can be uncovered through what could even be seen as a very small, why are you wasting your time investigation, they can draw a bigger picture to how those failures, even on a grander scale, were just millimeters away from ending President Trump's life. I think that's a worthwhile pursuit. So on the face of it, it may also look like these seem almost this looks like a petty crime that the FBI is going after. But I think, to Granny's point, that if you want to stop this, what could be corruption, what could be massive incompetence, you have to look at these relatively small things that could be, and the others aren't necessarily small things. But once again, the FBI, with all their resources and everything they were able to do of tracking down individuals on January 6th, why a person that they had footage of, we know they have all this geolocation data, why is this individual was never caught? Nothing was ever told us about why this happened when it comes to a alleged pipe bomber on January 6th. And so I think it just goes to a bigger picture of transparency, uncovering potential corruption, and trying to reset the order in D.C., but to our commenter's point as well, to not allow these things to happen again because we do bring resolution to them.
Let's take a call. There's a call kind of related to that. Jim in Texas on line 4. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello, guys. I had a comment involving those three revelations that they're going to open up. I'll try to do it one at a time real quick. Number one, like the cocaine thing. What if it was someone up to and including the vice president, for example? Or you know, someone making decisions on behalf of the nation. Even maybe someone that controls the nuke button. You know, so that needs to be found out. Then number two, the pipe bomb. What if it was the FBI? What if it was the CIA? What if it was the deep state? All of those are, you know, extremely important to find out who it was. And then the third one is the Supreme Court situation. The Supreme Court situation, it could be as bad, could be, I'm saying, not saying it is, as a Supreme Court justice, one of the leftists, or one of their aides.
Jim, or again, I think those are all... not necessarily. I don't want to put any theories, give any more credence to theories or not, but those are all, I'm sure, being discussed. Why it happened, who did it, who could have done it, why was it, I think someone put, why was it covered up and not released?
Well, and I think to Jim's point, when there are no answers, it only helps.
Fuel speculation.
Exactly. It sets the table for wherever your mind can go about who were the people that did these things. And I think that is why it is important. Because, say, the White House story. What if it was a low-level staffer?
Yep.
One, completely wipes out that story.
Yeah,
and if it was, why didn't the White House put that out there and make that go away? The issues surrounding January 6th, those are things that they went very aggressively against people. Why? Someone who potentially had the most destructive thing on January 6th, were they not able to find? It can either reveal a lot, and it can also put out a lot of theories and things that are circulating and have been for years now. And as well, with the leaker, there's a very small pool of potential people that it could be, because there are the clerks that had access to this, the justices themselves, and then some ancillary staff that would have been an IT person or a non-judicial clerk, but someone that works for the court. It's a small pool of people. And when there are no answers and no resolution, then it's open-ended on who it could be. And that's what the country needs. We need to know these things. One, as a check on them happening again, but also, if it's not as wild a speculation as you can think, then that's put to rest.
All right, first half hour in the books. We want you to join us for the second half hour live. Again, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. If you can join us, that would be great. Do it right now. If you don't get us on your local station, you can always find us on ACLJ.org, YouTube, Rumble, on your favorite podcast player. We are there, but live on the ACLJ app, on YouTube, and on Rumble and ACLJ.org. Support the work of the ACLJ if you can. If you're watching online, don't go anywhere. This is our shortest break. It's just a little time to reset for the station. So we'll be back in less than a minute. But support the work of the ACLJ. We're fighting for you. Help us.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged. now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. We have a ton of calls. We're going to take as many as we can coming up in the next couple segments. So stay on hold if you're on hold right now. That's right. Roberta, Fred, Michael, Brian, Warren. And we got one line open, so you can call in. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. I want to restate what we're talking about here because I know some of you are just joining us at the bottom of the hour here for our second half hour of the show. If you are, we are talking about the FBI announced this morning that Dan Bongino himself put out a statement, and a statement saying we are essentially reopening three investigations, creating new probes into three different, or you'd say cold cases, closed cases that were never given any sort of proper resolution. And the big one we're focusing on is that Supreme Court leak. That's when the Dobbs decision to overturn Roe versus Wade was leaked months before, causing death threats to Supreme Court justices, protests in front of their homes, and the chaos that ensued after that. Of course, months later, we'd find out not only was that definitely leaked, it was 95% complete, if not more than that, of what actually got leaked to the press. Caused huge chaos in the country. We're still, I think, feeling the ramifications of that in the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court's integrity took a bit of a hit after that because it became so much more politicized to now go after conservative or liberal justices. Before it was, they were kind of quiet, unassuming. You didn't really hear from the justice as much. Now things have changed. I think a lot of it has to do with that leak that happened where the trust just got broken. But no, you know, evidence was ever found, allegedly, to prove who did this. But FBI under Dan Bongino, FBI under Kash Patel says, that's not good enough for us. We're at least going to do our own investigation. And also included in that, two more, one involving January 6th and some of the pipe bombs that were found that were never figured out who did them. And then also when there were some illegal substances brought in to the White House that were found. Again, I think those kind of, you can kind of count those one, two, three to me on importance level. But it's more interesting that they've decided this is where the FBI should go right now. We should be reopening and creating new probes and inquiries into maybe investigations that weren't treated properly.
Well, and also, as you look at this, once again, this isn't the only thing the FBI is working on. And in that same statement, Dan Bongino said, the director and I will have most of our incoming reform teams in place by next week. The hiring process can take a little bit of time, but we are approaching the finish line. This will help us both in doubling down on our reform agenda. So once again, government in many ways is structured to not make progress quickly. And when you're talking about trying to reform an agency, I know there's been frustration with a lot of these picks by President Trump that they aren't moving fast enough. But when you're looking at an entrenched bureaucracy that was given so much power under the previous administration, you have to have a little grace that it is going to take a little bit of time, that the president has not been in office even 6 months yet, and they are already saying that these reform teams are being put in place. So I think, one, that's a good update as well, but it goes back again to those issues. That's a part of reform, is trying to get to the bottom of these things. And I also think it's a little bit of a risky move on their part, but in the furtherance of transparency, they are telling us that they are opening these. But they also need to deliver, because they are under the microscope that you promise reform, you promise these things.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments coming in saying this feels like a distraction.
Right. And if they don't deliver on these things, that in the reality, with the assets of law enforcement, should be able to try and get to the bottom of relatively quickly, then it could be another kind of embarrassing moment for their attempt at transparency. So I actually applaud that they're even telling us, instead of just doing it and then saying, guess what we figured out? The leaker. Guess what we figured out? What happened on January 6th? Instead, they're saying, we're going to look into it. And it also may not be what you want to hear if we don't get to a conclusion, or the conclusion isn't what you thought.
Yeah, you never know what exists, what doesn't exist, what got scrubbed. Who knows? We're going to find out, though, because we have different FBI in charge right now. Hey, coming up, we're going to take more calls and comments. Right now, the questions are, the phone lines are full completely, but we're going to take some comments in the next segment. So we hopefully some free up some lines for you to call in the last. So stay tuned. We're back in just a moment.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Seculo. A lot of you watching, a lot of you calling in today, so I want to make sure we give ample amount of time to hear from you and your thoughts on this major breaking topic that, look, we weren't sure exactly if you were going to react to it, but clearly you did, and clearly you care, and that's awesome. That means we have a great group of people who listen and watch, who care about the things that are important, maybe a little more nuanced and a little more interesting. Now, some of you agree with this, some of you disagree with this, but let's go ahead and move to phone calls for just a little bit, and then we'll continue on this discussion. Let's go to Michael, who's calling on line three. Michael, you're on the air.
Thank you. I agree with you, Logan, that one of the things that has to be looked at is the reason why these things were covered up to begin with. But a parallel track that has to be, and it's imperative in cases like this, is find out who did it. You have to, as a country that was is born and founded on the rule of law, you have to hold people accountable. You have to have it fear. There's enough fear that people would not want to do similar type things. As a retired law enforcement officer, when I was investigating things, if I looked at cases and worked on cases that, oh, it happened 6 months ago or happened a year ago and just let it go, there would be no incentive to do the right thing, to do what the law says and to comply with it. You'd set a bad precedent. There would be no rule of law, and you couldn't arrest and do anything. In the Supreme Court case, yes, there's a small group of people that you have to go after who that person was. So it will never happen, because if you lose the integrity of the Supreme Court in this country, you have lost a lot, and it just has to remain intact.
Well, and Michael, when we heard about the leak of the Dobbs decision, I remember precisely where I was, and I was talking with Logan and the team and being like, this can't be real, was our first reaction. And it was Politico reporting it. They got the leak decision first, and we're like, this can't be real. This doesn't happen to this magnitude. And
it's
then
such an important decision that everyone was waiting on.
And then when you got into it, and immediately the court confirmed, this appears to be a genuine leaked draft opinion. We want to remind everyone, this is not a final opinion until the final opinion is handed down. But it got the attention, and it was a story that we'd never really seen something like that happen out of the court, especially to that magnitude. And we talked about the importance of the integrity of the court and in the deliberations by the justices, why they don't share along the way what's going on, but how their process, which is shielded from public eye, is to keep the integrity and allow them to freely deliberate what they believe the outcome and the opinion of that case should be. And in that there was an investigation done by the White House Marshal that was not the rigorous type of investigation that you would have seen from a government agency, a law enforcement agency like the FBI. That raised some concerns, and especially that we never found out who the leaker was, not just because we want to know, but as you mentioned, for accountability. So that person is known, and what happened is known to discourage it from happening again. But I also, when I look at this, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, this could set up a conflict between the judicial branch and the executive branch. The judicial branch says, we did an investigation. We did not find who the person was. We have an idea of maybe how it got disseminated or something like that, but we don't know who the person was, but we conducted our investigation, case closed. The FBI now saying that they are going to launch an investigation could set up a fight between the two independent, co-equal branches of government that you're seeing also in the courts right now, where the Trump administration's arguing foreign policy is our domain, and the courts should not be issuing preliminary injunctions that are nationwide blocking foreign policy decisions. Many of these aren't what they would say a matter of interpreting a law. These are policy decisions, and you're litigating this. So a judicial branch should stay out of the executive branch. I'm curious how the Supreme Court responds to this announcement that they are going to investigate this, if they cooperate, or if they say, like when they had the marshal do this instead of using other law enforcement, saying, this is our domain. Our opinions are our domain. How they get disseminated is our domain. It's none of the FBI's business. Yep. Y'all go worry about statutes and laws and protecting the country, but stay out of our lane, because that does set up an interesting juxtaposition of them making a similar argument that the Trump administration is making in court that will end up before them.
What I hope it's more like when some of these organizations, these departments said, Elon, come on in. We want you to come and doge this organization. That's what I kind of hope the Supreme Court does, which is like, come on in, Bongino. We'd like to know the answer to this as well and hold some people accountable. We don't feel like it got taken care of appropriately. Maybe you're right, though, Will. The Supreme Court, though, they can get a little ornery sometimes. They can get a little protective of their own justices, of their own judges. And
I'm not saying that that's not without merit, right? But that also does raise an interesting question about what is currently before the court about the executive branch saying this is our domain.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out.
Yeah, we got a couple lines open at 1-800-684-3110 because we just took a few calls. And I'm going to take another call right now. And when I take that call, then there's going to be three lines open. So, you know, that's how it works. That's math, Will. I don't know if you know this. I learned that.
You're pretty good at it.
Pretty good at math.
I've helped you along the way sometimes.
You have. So. Math's not my strong suit, but I can go from 2 to 3. I know that when I take this next call, as soon as they hang up, unless someone calls in, it's a math problem we got to deal with.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and go to Roberta, who's calling in Colorado on line one. You're on the air.
Hi. I changed my mind. I think every single one is singly needed to be investigated. People need to be held accountable, and people need to be disciplined.
All right. You've said earlier that you thought that if they didn't investigate, it would set a bad precedent, and the American people should care and want accountability. And I think there are a lot of people that do. It's just maybe not the top topic. This may be not the top on their minds. I'm looking at your comments. There are other things, some stuff I can talk about on the air, some of the stuff I can't talk about as much on the air, and maybe we'll take a call about one of them. Because, look, promises made, promises kept was a big push. So there may have been a little, you know, again, sometimes they don't tell you what you want to hear, and that's what we do here as well. We tell you the truth. We tell you what we find out, what we believe is true and honest, even if it's not what we want to hear, even if it's not what you want to hear. Big one was Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously, the Epstein list, that's something that someone has a question about. We'll take that one coming up in the files. But, of course, they both also came out and said, hey, we believe now after seeing the evidence, we've changed our mind. We believe it was a suicide that happened inside that jail cell. Major change really from where Bongino was. And look, they may have reasons to now believe that we don't know. But I can see the comments that are going. They felt a little bit like, think the tide has turned and maybe that they got pushed to be saying those things. I don't think that's how it's running. But phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110.
And I think also as you bring this up, and please call in as well for the next segment. We've been taking calls throughout the day today, if you've been watching, which is great.
Yeah, Pat, I'm looking at you, Pat, on YouTube, who always gets mad at me. He times me from when I say I'm going to take calls. I'm going to actually do this right now. Pat, I've been taking calls all show. Where you been, Pat? Okay? This is a Tuesday after a holiday. I'm fired up, baby.
He's not going to like it, Logan.
No. Pat, you're one step away from getting banned just because I feel like it. Okay? There's no free speech here on our YouTube channel. I can do what I want.
But back to the topic at hand.
Pat! Okay, go ahead.
When I've been, what I always struggle with between, looking back at these things that happened in the past and some that are not so minor, some maybe more minor, is I kind of wanted to say, just move on.
Pat has unleashed the world, man.
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
He said, thanks for all your hard work, Logan.
Oh, yeah.
But what I sometimes want is just, leave these things behind, right? Just look forward and maybe get the FBI to stop sending spies into churches and stop investigating parents at school boards or pro-life protesters. Let's just reform the FBI and move forward and leave this stuff in the past. But I also understand that some of these, especially very major things, that if you just leave them in the past, it does set the bad precedent where people think they can get away with it in the future. And so having this and being able to do both at the same time is what's very important to me.
Yeah, I heard some of those words.
Yeah, you're still fired up.
Just still fired up over Pat. Pat said he's a champion. Thanks for that, I guess. I appreciate all the champions. You know, you could call in.
And you'd get to the front of the line.
I don't know.
Oh.
If I know it's Pat, I make the rules here. All right. Phone lines are still open for you. We got two calls coming in. Maybe we'll take you. Maybe we won't. No, we're going to do our best to get to as many as we can. This has been a fun show. This is a really important topic to talk about. And so are all the things we talk about here at the ACLJ. We may have fun with you. We may be commenting back and forth. We try to make this show at least somewhat entertaining, Will and I here. But we know that there are important things happening. We had an ACLJ topic we wanted to bring up, but, this kind of took over. So tomorrow we'll have CeCe Heil join us, and we'll discuss a lot more of the work of the ACLJ. Sometimes we've got to move stuff around. We can see, thanks to social media, thanks to YouTube Rumble, we can tell when you're reacting. So we want to make sure we stayed on this topic. And we're going to take your calls when we get back at 1-800-684-3110.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Seculo. I do want to take your calls in this segment, as usual, but we have two lines open still at 1-800-684-3110, and I would love to hear from you. Some of you have been on hold for a little bit of time. Let's go to Brian, who is calling first, I think with one of the questions or one of the statements that a lot of you have asked for. I've seen it in the comments. So, Brian, you're on the air.
Okay, well, much of these three issues are important to be investigated. I think drugs in the White House is probably some, one of the least things that that should be investigated in the last administration in the White House. But on top of that, we were promised an unredacted list of the participants at Epstein's Island. I've never seen that, and that just seemed to have gone away. And we're concentrating on drugs in the White House instead of our children being trafficked and for.
Brian, I think it's very valid. And I think it's very valid to ask this, not because of the conspiratorial nature of Jeffrey Epstein and all of this, but because they promised it. They ran on it. Now, do I think that that list, the way you're thinking of the list, exists? Probably not. I think everyone wants this, like, one paragraph, here it is, and that's not how the government usually works. There probably are lists and documents, but it's probably not as simplified into an Excel document that you would like it to be. Maybe it does exist, but it feels that way. The problem, you had that big blunder and ended up becoming a fight between the Department of Justice and the FBI and all of that, and it kind of set a bad precedent. So now they're trying to figure out things. Now, do I agree with you that the drugs in the White House is a big deal? I do not. I think that is that one to me is kind of the three, a waste of time, just because, what are you going to find out that's going to matter? And nothing. Now, who leaked a Supreme Court decision? That matters to me. I do care about that, especially one of the biggest ones in our lifetime. Okay, because why? Because it actually caused people to have Supreme Court justices have death threats, chaos in the streets, everything that led from that leaking. And then the other one is interesting. I think the January 6th one is at least a, we should find out the answers.
Right.
The third one, waste of time. But you're right in there. I think a lot of people, I'm seeing the comments, a lot of people said, hey, you promised a lot of other things, including that Epstein list before this. Where is it? Why don't we have it?
Well, and really, all of these speak to the same theme. And even what Dan Bongino said in his post on X was that these are a number of cases of potential public corruption. And so where I think the one at the White House matters, not in the story of a low-level offense of a individual at the White House that would normally be a local police matter, not an FBI matter. This wasn't a trafficking charge or some cartel operation. But where it does fall under that potential public corruption is all of the things that you've seen hidden or swept under the rug or publicized. Like it was out there. And normally you'd think something like that wouldn't have even made the news, that if it was found at the White House, because knowing the amount of people that go through the White House and the staffers and knowing Washington, D.C., that is probably not the first time that's happened. Yeah. I mean, I can guarantee not the first time it's happened. It's the first time that it became a news story like that. And I think that's where how did it become a news story? What's going on with the Secret Service, especially everything we know about the Secret Service's failures in Butler, Pennsylvania? So I think it can be, if it is about public corruption, not about the very specifics of the case of who brought something into the White House. But that is even goes to the Epstein list. What it seems is that there are big, high-profile things in this country. And there are people, even in that case, that are charged with something. But it always seems like someone or something is not brought to light. And it's just not a full story.
Yeah,
and that's what the American people want. They want the full story. If someone was a trafficker of humans, of children, and is going to, one, got a plea deal early for it, and then was in prison for it and died before he ever got to trial. And his accomplice is in prison for that. And yet no other person has face charges and everything. That's where it doesn't add up, and that's where the American people want answers. This is one of the most high-profile things we've talked about, and we have no answers about it. That's what the people want you to get to the bottom of.
All right, let's try to get three calls in 3 minutes. See if we can do it. Warren's calling line six. You're on the air, Warren.
Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure and an honor to be a champion ACLJ, but I think, like everybody's saying, we need to start with even just the small things. If you want to root out corruption in the bureaucracy, you have to start even when it seems small. Put fear in people. People should lose jobs. And the Democrats are quick to say nobody's above the law. And it takes even the little things to get to the root of the matter and get it out.
Absolutely, Warren. And first, I want to stop and say thank you for being a champion. It didn't tell me that in the phone screener. And make sure you always tell them. They may have not put it up, because I always try to get you to the front of the line, because you are the people who support the ACLJ on a recurring monthly basis and know that I really care, because you guys are creating an incredible baseline for us. So while I agree with you, Warren, on your statement, I did also want to thank you so much and thank all the champions, even you. Go ahead. Let's go to Larry calling in Virginia.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I agree with the FBI decisions to go after the three cases that they're investigating, but why can't the FBI go after those who illegally protested outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices?
Well, I think there was some of that that was taken care of. Some of it was broken up, but also if their addresses are public and they're in a public sidewalk and all that, there's a lot of rules that you don't want to mess with too, including your free speech.
There is some of the laws about intimidation of a justice and things of that nature. And Larry, I think if that falls in line with what they want to do, I think at this point with that, going and finding the protesters that, you know, would have had to have been monitored, or the police work from the Federal Bureau of Investigation would have happened under the previous administration. If they didn't do anything about it, there may not be a lot that the FBI could do at this point. But that's why I think focusing on the leaker that kind of started all that is very important, because it could shut down things like that in the future.
All right, Richard, line one, last call of the day. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. Glad to be on the program. I think the lie detector test that we could look at is the body language. When cameras go down, there's no record, guards fall asleep, and that we hear that, you know, that Epstein committed suicide. I don't believe that. I don't think that's true. And I think there's a cover-up going on. And all these circumstantial evidences, they just don't add up. And then when the body language experts say that, you know, these guys aren't telling the truth, I'm going to go with the old-fashioned body language experts.
Look, Richard, I understand your feelings this way. I think a lot of people were caught off guard by their statements, because it had become something that we've all talked about, just stunk of corruption. The guards fell asleep. The cameras didn't work. There was a lot of circumstantial evidence to say this is not how it went down. But then for some reason, both of them were convinced enough by somebody or something to go on and make that statement very clearly. I don't know the reasons behind it. I don't know what happened there. There's got to be something there. Richard, I appreciate your calling. I appreciate everyone who supports the work of the ACLJ. I appreciate everyone who fights with our legal team, who is part of it. Whether you need help at aclj.org/help, we want to make sure we're there for you. We can't be there, legal or media, hand in hand. We can't be there without your support, your ongoing support. And so many of you give on that monthly recurring basis, even Pat. Go to aclj.org right now. Become an ACLJ champion if you can. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.